Welcome to Ancestral Medicine for Modern Times. My name is Dr. Jonathan Flores, and I'm happy to be your guide on this journey. I am a physician and shaman. For over 16 years, I have devoted my life to the shamanic healing studies with ayahuasca and San Pedro cactus. The work with patients from all over the world led me to create the SEET method, Comprehensive Emotional Therapy Method, which combines powerful native ancestral knowledge with modern life coaching techniques. Recovering your natural power, reconnecting with your instinct, breaking with all patterns that hold you back. Hi everyone, here we are back with a new episode. I hope you have had a beautiful week full of good surprises and amazing sunsets and a great time with your intimate relationships. Today we have a brand new episode about, we decide to talk about ego transformation, the presence of our ego in our life, and how this ego manifests in the spiritual development of our process here on earth. We're going to share from our own experience and also what we have learned from different masters that have been part of our life and the life itself that is the great master. And here we are. Hi, Sophie. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Flores. Thank you very much for the beautiful presentation. Welcome, everybody. Here we are back with another episode. And as Dr. Flores says, we are going to share about ego in the spiritual path or in the spiritual development and what we have been achieving and learning, the lessons of plant medicine and the masters here in the knowledge of this ancestral land in Latin America. So we hope really this could be really helpful for your life and add value to your quality of life. And so I want to share, I actually ask you, Dr. Flores, starting with a very important point that is giving the ego a face, no? Like, what is ego? What we are talking about when we talk about ego for you?
Ego is our personality. Is our personality, yes. So the personality has many manifestations, not just one. So ego is all the people that exist in us, all the people that we have learned to be or how to be, you know? And what is not ego is what we have to discover here in this life, you know? So what we are, no, like. For example, sometimes we grow up, we are raised, you know, as a sunflower, but we are a peach tree, or we are an apple tree, you know? So we need to discover what type of seed we are, you know? But thanks to the ego, because the ego or the geographic place where we came, the tradition that we receive, no, that is connected with the geographic place, because the tradition is about, for example, food, no. So what we eat or what we celebrate, it has to do with nature. All the celebrations in life has to do with natural events, no, like seasons, no, the spring, summer, autumn and winter. So what type of food we had in that moment is how we were celebrating life and what means that for our tradition. So this tradition has a symbolic and interpretation of a belief system that make us who we are in this moment. So this settles the roots, no, the first pillars, mm-hmm, of our ego, of our personality, because it teaches how we must behave and how we don't and how we must not behave. And this is where we start learning, like what's good and what's bad, no? So then it came also the belief system about our spirituality. If there is a religion, religion is going to enter also in our belief system and is going to form our personality. Because if we talk about spirituality and ego, spirituality is encounter, the real spirituality is encounter the divine within you. And the ego, so the divine comes from inside, from you have inner nutrition, and the ego feeds from the outside. So your ego, it is everything with who or what or where you have been surrounded with.
Nice, interesting. So actually we are saying that ego is our spirituality, and that's ego is our personality. And that's very interesting, because from this point I want to ask you the role of ego in the human life. What do you think about this role? What is ego for? Why we have been born? Because if we start from the point that everything that we have and everything that we have in this life is given us by a divine presence, this ego is part of this divine presence or not? Why we have been born with this ego? You know, like, what is the role of this ego in the human life?
I believe, as in my opinion, no?
Yes. Because we are talking here between us.
It's a huge question, no? So my opinion, the ego is like the skin, no? So like, it sets boundaries about like where do you start and where the others start, no? But the ego, when I first when the is ego word arrived into my life was around when I was 15, 16 years old, where I was trying to understand myself, no? When this manifestation of sexual energy arise, you know, especially, you know, between 13 years old, sometimes a little bit earlier, but it's around 12, 13. And I start feeling this amazing power inside of me and thirst for answers. Who I am? What is my purpose and meaning in life? What I supposed to be doing? I supposed to be married? I supposed to study university career? Remember the questions of my family asking me, for example, when your high school is over, where are you going to be? Are you going to be a doctor? Are you going to be a lawyer? Are you going to be an economist? Are you going to be engineer? And for me it was a horrible question, because I didn't know what I am, because it was like, once you choose this path, you will always be married with this path and you will not ever do something else, you know. It's like you must be like, so it's like the, I don't know how to say this person that cuts your head, hot skull, the guy that do this torture, no, in France Revolution, this is very well used, no, when they cut your head, no, how you call the guy, verdugo is in Spanish, no, so it's like your verdugo was asking you like the question, no, o sea, what guillotine you are going to put your head, no. But you have to put it. No, like you will be forced to be a slave. Whatever you choose doesn't matter. Something like that I was feeling. No? So thanks to this sexual energy, you can, when this is a power that we all have, and this awakes in order to help you to root yourself and to find the answers for yourself. Because before, you only were used to be told about everything. Your mom or your father said, sit, you sit down. The professor, they teach you for do the same outside in school. The professor says this, you have to do this. And you must not ask why. You must not question your authority. You must not. So you become to that. So all of what you are until that moment, you become the geography where you are, the tradition and the belief system start making you there. So you start building there your personality. So in my case, I was very shy. I was very afraid of saying my thoughts, because every time I was trying to communicate, because I was very sensible and very, I don't know, practical and not very intellectual way. And my family, the intellectuality was like super important, but I always was, I don't say that I don't like intellectuality. I'm saying that I was forced to be intellectual when I am more sensible than intellectual. So my intelligence goes by emotional. I can really feel the other. But in that moment, I didn't know, I didn't understand, so I was very shy. So, because I was not supposed, I was not what I was supposed to be in this case, no? Because my tradition, in this case, I'm giving an example of my family, just to express this, because every time we talk about ego, we can lost the presence of it, because it's like evaporates. It's a moment you want to start grasping, this evaporates and move and goes away. So then you know if you're talking about yourself or others or your spirit or what are you talking, no? So that's why this gets so confused, and it's so important to talk about this, no? So all what you have learned is your ego. So now comes what do you are in this moment. So, and that is when, thanks to the beautiful manifestation of intelligence of life on us, when our sexual energy awakes, then you ask these questions. Who I am? What do I have a gift? Do this I have a gift? What is I'm going to bring here into life? What I'm supposed to be sharing? Do I a musician? Do I feel that I want to muse, but I don't know even how to sing? Or what I am? No? So then this is the great conflict where you start fighting against life in your immature, because you must be able to feel yourself instead of trying controlling the situation, instead of trying to control anything or to impose your energy or your in how you want the reality to be manifested, or even worse, you don't know how you want your reality to be manifested. So you start entering and doing these interactions with life, and I started connecting in a way where I started researching in myself, in my female and in my male part, in order to understand and look for these answers. Because when you look outside, in that moment you only look for answers from others and examples from others. but how do I find myself? So in my case, I enter with my first encounter through martial arts. I found meditation techniques. And I remember that in the first meditation techniques that arrived here to South America, they were talking about, in order to meditate, you need to sit down and to put your mind in blank, no? And I remember a school teacher that she was, I don't remember what, I believe she was Protestant or I don't know, but she was a root from Christianity, not Christian. And she says, she advised us, be careful with these new teachers, they are coming from the West. Because, from East, they say, because they are teaching you to put your mind in blank. When you put your mind in blank, the evil is going to enter and you'll be going to be possessed from this. You must not have your mind in blank. You must have very clear in your mind what you are, who you are. And he asked the question like, who we are? And then she says like, our religion says who we are, no? And I said, oh my God. So like, it's worse because now it's not even now the traditions, you know, now the religion is telling me who I am. No, okay, let's follow the religion because then I'm going to be lost. No? So then we follow belief systems. The first that we grab because this is the thing that even we are conscious or not, we are always needing to be part of a community, to be part of something where we feel that we belong or that we are part of, even if we are not sure about it. So asking you these questions and being honest, looking for finding what means to be honest with yourself, it is what guides you through this process of unleashing and opening the leaf of your heart, yeah, of the divine that exists in you, that manifests through you. So we have our inner self, we have all of us a seat of the divine. And this is who we really are. So ego, while this is discovered, ego allowed us to interact with life and to feel this sense, to have this sense of harmony, to have this sense of being connected, of being who I am. No? But the ancient, for example, the ancient tribes, the indigenous tribes, for example, that I know, they didn't see each other as a separate beings. In fact, for example, this very famous, for example, the Mayan civilization, they have the way they say hi to each between each other was saying hi other me. And they say good morning or good afternoon, say hi other me. So they was always remember each other that they are part of a whole thing, of an organism, which every movement or every decision that we, a word that we say, and we share or we interact with the outside world affects all of us because we are all one. So oneness was established very clear, you know? And this is, for example, in my first podcast, or I don't remember if my second podcast, I talk about the tribes between the eagle and condor, you know? Where in the beginning of times, this tribe was just one. So there was no separation. So it was understanding that every movement that we were doing or decision was taken for the sake of all of us and not for my individuality and my only what I need, because we were looking for what we all need. And not in a way of a communist way, like, okay, if you don't want to work, don't work. No, that not even understand, no? Because there is a thing about oneness. It means to be one, to support each other and to move forward into that action, Yeah, it's a call to action that we as a team work, you know? So that's why the humanity in the beginning doesn't exist, this thing of globalization. So we want all of us doing the same thing. No, there were tribes doing the things together because you cannot be agree with 6 billion of people. It's impossible. But you can respect in between each tribes, and you can be in each tribe. You can have your ways, how you're doing that resonates with your heart and with how the divine is expressing through this way, because it could be a tribe of builders, of engineers, a tribe of musicians, a tribe for arts, you know, for painters, a tribe for dancing, a tribe for sports, a tribe for development, technology, I don't know, no? So there are many groups. So we are in our nature, we are meant to be in a group. That's why we have this sexual energy that arises and awakes. It came to print something. So it's the necessity of the life that is going through, is living, is manifesting through us, the necessity to print something. It needs to create something, and that is the rule. And then you're so crazy, so like, what am I going to create? So like, if I don't even know who I am. So this is the first encounter when you find ego. So from this we can talk, I can talk a lot, but I don't want to lose the message, you know? So we must remember that our first encounter with ego is when our need of create something, or our need to create ourselves starts. This is when we start seeing the difference, yeah, about where we come from, and now the question is where we want to go and how we want to build this. We want to continue the same tradition, or we want to build something new. And now this is what is happening now in the world. We are in this moment where the consciousness is raised, and we are ready to move from the individuality to a better situation for all of us, and not in a political way, in a behavior way, of understanding that everything what we do affect the other and affect us back. So this is like, I don't know if what do you think what I'm sharing?
I think that is very interesting, actually, because this is a fresh point of view. It's very grounded for me, for example. And also, it brings me this question about the shadow work and the ego and the spiritual path, with like looking for this concept that we are seeing a lot of today, that is the enlightenment, you know, like this goal of being a wiser or an enlightened person, you know, living a peaceful life, achieving balance, achieving wisdom. And for me, it's very interesting because you are putting here a new concept and a new point of view, that ego is not the same of shadow. You don't have to, it's not necessary actually to dissolve your ego to be an enlightened person or to find balance in your emotions and in your mind. Actually, it's the opposite. No, like you are bringing to me today that ego, it's a tool. It's a tool that helps us to develop and to work with this sacred chakra of the power energy, the power of creation that bring us into this life and bring everything into this life. So I think that is a very hopeful point of view for me. That helped me, and I think that helped too many of us to see ourselves and our personality in a different, in a more, in a different way, in a tender way. So that's my question. Actually, the ego in the spiritual practices. You know, like when you start to develop some spiritual practices and to achieve some harmony in your spiritual path, in your emotions, and to get some wisdom, how the ego appears here? How you can see the role of the ego here?
First, you have to know your ego, so how your personality is form. So I already answered you this about first you need to go to the roots. So how is your family? Your family builds your ego. Your interactions with your family is what builds you, who you are in your personality. That makes you how you think, it makes you how you speak and how you refer to others. How you interact to others is how you learn how to interact in your family. So your ego is built in your family. It is built in the behaviors or the heritage of the behaviors of your ancestors that have been passing one over and over and over again. Until someone wakes up, so they say, or becomes the psychedelic sheep of the family, we say, you know. Or because I don't believe there is a black sheep, you know, the psychedelic sheep, no, where you enter into, say, okay, you recognize that you have a power to create also. This is the sexual energy that I'm again, because this is where people is stuck. So, and people cannot see more than that. Even they grow up and they develop their sexuality, but they are stuck there in the behavior, how they are using this energy, because this energy is about creation and not domination. So people forget about create and just want just direct this energy to dominate. When you dominate, you are forcing the nature around you, the animals, the people, is where you want to manipulate. Yeah, when you want to do as your will independently. So that is ego, at the service of ego. But ego, when wakes up and know this and learn, and you can start the process of acceptance is the first stage where you come from, and how you develop all these ways to interact. So this is what you call the shadow work, or it's the part that is unlighted, or the part that is not seen, or your blind spots. Yeah, because it's there, so only you cannot see it. Because you cannot see it, because for you it's a normal behavior, it's a okay behavior. So this is like when it's night you turn on the switch and you turn on the light, and when it's hot you turn on the air conditioner. When you're hungry you eat, so it's normal. So who can ask a question about it's wrong or not wrong, or how you can see it or difference between whatever situation if it's normal? So it's always okay how you act, how you behave, you know? When you discover this is with the reality that surrounds you. And then it's when people start having, when you have a relationship. Then this is why most of the people have issues with relationships, because they are stuck with the thirst of power. That is one of the main shadow of this sexual energy that is not open to create, it's only open to dominate. So, thanks to the interact with the other one is when we, thanks to our relationships, is how we can mirror ourselves and we can see our blind spots and our thirst of power, of domination, manipulation, no? And so in order to know your ego, you need another person. It's the only way. So you need a conflict. You need a relationship. So a relationship is a conflict, because this conflict leads you to a decision, and this decision leads you to a movement, and this movement create interactions between relationships. So how we stop this cycle of relationship, conflict, decisions, movement, and again relationship, conflict, we take this when we stop trying to dominate the other, or to dominate the reality or the nature we are in, the environment we are, and we open to the common benefit. When I say I don't say only I, me, sino I, we. So I call this, when I'm teaching, or when I work with families and couples, I teach that when we enter in a relationship, it's the great opportunity to learn and change and do the transformation between the I am, me, myself, to I am, us. Because the real marriage, the real start, is the fusion between the man and the woman. Between this is where this oneness exists, the divine. The orgasm is the presence of the divine. But this orgasm is not only through sex. It's the peace and the flow and the beauty that you feel around your couple, your relationships, when everybody supports each other and is looking for the benefit of all, and not for how I want to be the things to be done, how I think the things should be organized. No? So we put at the center of everything, at the center of the circle, the needs of the family, the needs of the tribe. Yeah. And from our place, yeah, occupying our place, because it's very easy, it's very simple, because our place is in the order how we arrive to this earth, and not jumping positions and just be from there. We share what we can see, what we can feel, we can share our power of creation, no? So we can add to a major purpose than us to develop the tribe, that society or that community they were doing. Now it says, for example, in every, you know, if you, it's a well-known knowledge that if you go navigate through the internet and you look for a course of relationships or a course of coaching, they tell you, everyone is telling you that. For example, there is a guy, say, you want to become a billionaire? Say, you must help 1 billion people. So, the more people you help, the richer you are. And not only financially. Of course, financially, yes. If you solve problems for people, who are the people who have more money in life in this moment? The people who solve issues for people. Lawyers, doctors, engineers, no, people that work with technology, yeah. So everything that solves you, no. Now, for example, everybody's using Zoom now, for example, and this solves us our problem of relationship through this quarantine, through this lockdown. So Zoom is now becomes millionaire because it helps us to connect. So it's about service. So it's about how I can do something to help other one to get to the next step or where they want to be. So then is when you say, so, but in order to get there, first you need to know and to understand how your ego was made and how beautiful it is, because it has also a beauty. So it's like a sculpture. It's like a piece of art, yeah, of the ancients, until now. So once you discover this, I remember myself when I discover my ego in all the facets. I love it. I say, wow. And I remember in one ceremony, I have this realization that I see myself and I say, my ego say, how beautiful I am. No? So through all this vanity, that is a great manifestation of the ego, I receive a question from my own spirit. And this question was, okay, now that you know that you're beautiful, at the serve of what are you going to be? What are you going to serve from now on that you know that you're beautiful? And there's only two options: to yourself or to your community, including you. And then it's when you take this path and you take the decision, because you can continue. That is your path. That is your choice. That's your call.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Amazing. Could be very interesting if you could share with us a personal story about the encounter with your ego in your life.
I was in a ceremony and I had a vision, and I entered to a special place. This was a temple, and I was invited to this temple, and I was crossing these big doors and walking through amazing halls with amazing pictures and paintings, no, about the beginning of time and other worlds. And just by walking there was a big, it takes you this old path, this path takes you to a big coliseum or like a big space where people reunite. And there was, in the center, there was the main priest. This was the sensation, no, about all the belief systems in the universe. I believe so, no? Let's say like this. So I was walking, and I was walking with some guardians that were taking me, no? And I was taken directly to the stage. And in this moment, like the leader of this recognized from the other priestess, stand up, no? And this guy, I couldn't see the face of this master, and this was like with a big I don't know how you say this, a black cap, even hood, a black hood, no, and even covering the head, and I couldn't see the face. It was a tall, and stand up, and he says, "Here you are. Thanks to you, now I can rest. I can give to you now, please, knee in front of me." So I knee, you know, and I put my positions of my hands as together, as beginning a praying. And all the masters of all the other system belief systems were there looking, and when moving their heads positive, you know, accepting what this great priest was about to say. "I'm going, now I recognize you, that you are the one who is going to receive all my heritage, all the authority about what is to be the great priest." So he put his hand on my head, and I was about to receive the knowledge and the blessing. When this was about to happen, I listened something like this. And it was like, who the fuck is laughing in this moment? Looking around. And then I just stopped and continued. And the master continued to say, "Now I'm giving to you." So I look and I stand up, and I was angry. Say, "Who is laughing? Do you understand this is a sacred moment when I am about to receive the great blessing of the great priest. Who is laughing? I look to the people, to the public that were witnesses. And then by the door, I start walking my own spirit. I look at me and says, the only recognition that you need, it is mine. And if you don't have my recognition, you have nothing. It's not outside. It is inside. And then I wake up. From this vision. And I say, oh my God, how big is my ego?
Thank you very much for this, for sharing this. So I think that we can share this episode, close this episode with these beautiful sharings. And thank you very much for this humble sharing, actually. And well, see you soon back in the next episode. Thank you everybody for being there, and we also invite you to follow us in our favorite platforms and download the episodes. If you are listening to us from iTunes, please leave us a review. This could be very supportive for us too. You have something else to say, Dr. Flores?
No, thank you very much for listening to us, and is happy to share and having fun here.
See you soon.
See you soon. Bye. Enjoy.